What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 4 of the Save Data Cast. I am your host, David, and joining me this week are real humans and legally binding video game experts. I don't care what you say, Pridge. First off is Pridge, our legal counsel, who hates that I said that.
I mean, what Bugsy Wars used the word legally binding. Like, if you're just like, we are legally video game experts, I mean, that's probably not, I mean, that's maybe true, but I don't know what we're legally binding video game experts mean.
We're legally bound to be video game experts.
Yeah, contract legally binds you. A Pridge, designation is just
this is what you're here for. You're here to correct the dumb crap that me and Zach say. Because so it's not true. Now. Is it by the wording... It's probably not legal anymore. We're not legally experts. I worded it too bad. And I'm also joined by the king of goof himself, Chris.
I missed one goddamn show for medical reasons. Everything's fine. Thank you for your concern. And these bastards can't remember to keep Goofy on stream. So we break like a 6-week tradition of Goofy on stream. And I go to the negative side.
During the PlayStation State of Play thing, I did say Goofy for Elden Ring.
Nice. Good. Very
You know, we may not have Goofy, but you know what we do have?
Kermit?
Oh, it didn't work. Never mind. Don't have it.
I was talking at work right before the State of Play, and I was like, can you imagine if, not for Goofy, but just in general, if they just announced a Smash character during State of Play? Like, Smash is...
Oh, there it is! Wooper, what?
Yeah! We both need the file.
Yeah, we'll totally send me the file.
Oh, boy. If they just announced a Smash character during the State of Play, Smash is not coming to Sony. They just this is like, also, here's a Smash reveal.
Oh, man. Our topic for this week is Dream IP. It's also Wooper. I mean, it might be Wooper. Is one of these things Pokemon? I don't know. Our topic's going to be Dream IP and developer combo, which I think should be a pretty interesting topic when we get to it. Before we get to it, though, you know, let's start with a fantasy up.
Oh, yeah. Look,
this should be pretty fast. Not a ton of action goal. Past couple weeks. The only pickup was myself. I picked up Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker, the new Final Fantasy 14 experience.
Oh, no, I didn't. I hasn't gone through yet. Never mind, ignore me.
tomorrow you will probably pick
up. Yeah, it goes through Saturdays, right?
On Saturdays, yeah. Games that have come out since last time, I believe Bravely Default 2 came out for
literally today.
Oh, I guess the reviews came out ahead of the game.
Okay. Sound came out yesterday.
Yeah, reviews started to hit yesterday, but game came out today.
Okay. So big games.
Big game.
Currently has 9 points from Bravely Default 2, sitting at a 79 on day of review or day of release. That can change, yeah. So that's just where it's at. I think Little Nightmares 2 came out since our last episode.
That's out, yeah.
That is
pretty new. That one was out.
February 11th, we did the last show. Oh, it was out. It came out last time we did a show. Abandoned Ship.
Okay, never mind then.
I recall it had scores because we had one thing to report last time, and that was it.
And getting scored finally, Honey Pop 2 Double Date sitting at a 72.
I still don't believe it.
It has, I believe, 6 reviews on Open Critic.
On Open Critic, aggregate. Yeah. So Elise and Red Dwarf Developers,
which is the minimum.
It's at the minimum, yeah. Elise had Honey Pop 2 Double Date, Red Dwarf Developers sitting at a solid 2 points. And I believe that's all we're gonna have till next episode.
Yeah, I don't
Chris,
know.
Chris, you got some picks, and we got, I think, 2 releases before next.
Yeah, I don't think any. Yeah, next. Maquette will come out and Stronghold Warlords
release. So
is that the RTS?
Yes, I believe. Oh, okay, so
those games usually review pretty well, actually.
Yeah, and we'll see for Maquette. I think it's an Annapurna game, so it'll probably do well. Ain't that right, Dan?
Hey, Annapurna only prints winners. Like that's on the door.
Pretty true. Only print winners. Before we get back to the topic of the show, Bridge, what you been playing?
I've been playing I finally 100%ed Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity.
Hey, nice. That
sweet DLC, baby.
It's like summer, I thought, so I have some, yeah, I have some time.
Are you going to get it?
Probably, yeah. I mean, well, it depends on price. If it's like
yeah.
a significant cost, then no, I got enough out of that game where I don't need more. But if it's cheap and adds some fun stuff, yeah, sure, why not? Like, I can't imagine that too much of a challenge now that I've beaten everything, but who knows? I am very close to being done with Troubleshooter's Abandoned Children, or at least all the content they have out for it yet, because the game's not over yet.
Oh, is it early access?
It's weird. It's a full game. I don't think they're considering it early access, but like the achievement I got for beating the game was complete chapter one.
Oh my god.
And every time you log into the game, it's like, you can check our content schedule for when we'll be releasing the next part.
So it's like episodic, kind of like how they release stuff like...
I really don't know. Korean developer, this is like their only thing, so it's really hard to find out like information on them or what they're doing. Right. But all I know is the game is not over, but I've beaten... But I have like one post-game level, and then I'll have beaten everything that exists in the game right now. Which I'm excited about because it's a great game and I can't wait for there to be more of it.
Yeah, I mean, looking at it, I mean, it's basically like an anime-styled XCOM.
Yes. Which
I really like XCOM, and I feel like that format isn't used enough. I know the Gears version did really well, but that's a game that I'm actually probably going to pick up when I see it on sale next because it's pretty damn good looking.
Yeah, again, 8Ball streamed it and it looked really good when he was playing it. It looked quite fun for people who like those kind of tactic games.
And Jason's got good taste in strategy games.
It is his area of expertise.
It is his one genre of game.
hey, he plays League of Legends.
I almost said there's strategy.
and then I suppose I'm legally obligated to say that I'm like 75% of the way through Honey Pop 2.
Nice.
How does it compare to the first one?
It's even more offensive.
Nice, good.
The stereotypes for the girls are even worse.
Oh no.
And it's and they add some interesting stuff to improve the puzzle mechanic.
Is it still way too good of a puzzle game to be sunk in between this horny game?
Absolutely.
Good. I love that. I love it. That's the shtick of
fun. Yes, there is still a completely discordant dichotomy between this being inappropriate, offensive, and horny, and me having to admit that the person who created it is made a good puzzle game.
Pridge, is that all?
No, I mean, I bought Bravely Default 2 today, but I haven't started it yet. So
I got the blink for it having finished downloaded like 10 minutes before we had to get on the stream.
Yeah, I'm like, I could have tried it for like 2 hours between like dinner and starting this, but I'm like, I'll wait till I have actual time to sit through my first play of it.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that game though.
Well, Chris,
but yes, now that is all.
What you been playing?
What have I been playing? I don't know if I mentioned this since the last time we've been on this show in particular. I finished Final Fantasy VII. Yakuza 7, Like a Dragon. Hey, that game is phenomenal. It's one of the best JRPGs I've played in years. I'd hesitate to say it's probably the best JRPG I've played since Final Fantasy XII. It's really good. It has no right to be as good as it is, especially because it's, you know, a step away from the Yakuza franchise, which is, you know, typically a punch 'em out, like 3D beat 'em up. But man, that game is a ripoff of Final Fantasy, particularly like 4 and 12, and like show how the combat works, and Dragon Quest, obviously. And hot dog, is it a good ripoff though? And then of course the team that writes the Yakuza games are phenomenal. I mean, like they. Not unmatched for writing in the games industry, but man, are they up there, like as far as caliber goes. The ability to do goofy and then also serious, that was not a goofy reference, goofy and also serious writing is absolutely insane.
I don't believe you.
Let's see, what else have I been playing? I recently got back into Legends of Runeterra. That's the League of Legends card game, which sort of borrows a lot from Hearthstone and Magic the Gathering. With the, you know, the announcement of a bunch of new stuff coming out. I like that game a lot. I think it is the best current going card game, mostly because Magic's in a pretty rough state currently, and I detest Hearthstone. not much to say there. It's a very competently made card trading card game. If you want to play trading card game, they're predatory and bad, so typically you shouldn't want to play them. But don't worry, get off my back. Super Mario 3D World. That game's good. What do you want? The game is good. Nobody bought it because on the fucking Wii U, but it's good. haven't started Bowser's Fury yet, but I am excited for that.
Oh, Will in the chat says, Whooper Watch!
Whooper Watch, Totoch!
Hell yeah.
And speaking of Will in the chat, Will, that's our friend from Subpixel, also my coworker. We've been playing a shitload of Valheim, which is the new Twitch flavor of the month, Minecraft but Vikings, with a really good skill progression system, an awesome like boss system, surprisingly good combat, and then yeah, sometimes you just want to deforest an entire island and then make a dope ass like encampment on it, and that's video games, baby.
Sometimes you just want to ruin the environment without ruining the environment.
Damn, Skippy. yeah, so far I have 18 hours in Valheim. It is really good.
Man, I might have to pick it.
It's really good.
I think it was Pings in our Discord had talked about setting up a server or something. You were talking about it in our Discord.
Yeah, I did. So they have a built-in dedicated server thing. I did it. It's kind of wonk. So Will and I just have a survival server, like rented through the website service, survival servers. It's like $12 a month. And honestly, I don't expect that. Like my immediate friend group isn't going to play this thing for more than like 2 months. So it's like $24 at the end of the day. Who cares?
Yeah, so the dedicated server stuff works fine as long as you have a separate computer to run it.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to leave my home computer on all day to run a survival server.
Yeah.
Dave, what are you even playing, homie?
Oh, man. I plan Titanfall.
Nice.
Between you and Elise, I was convinced that, you know, Titanfall 2's campaign, one of the best first-person shooter campaigns that exists, so... It was on sale a couple weeks ago. Finally picked it up. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's one of the best single player shooter campaigns that exists. It's fucking good.
The first level of that game and the last levels of that game are like top to bottom, utter perfection.
They're so good. It really... I'm glad I played this game after playing Doom Eternal and Ghost Runner. Because I can perfectly see what Doom Eternal and Ghost Runner saw in Titanfall 2's like platformer sections.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we can do something like that. And they fell short of doing it real justice, but like, God, it was so smooth. Like, way too smooth of a game. I don't know how the hell they got movement working that well.
Whoever the creative mind behind the movement at Respawn is, pay them more.
And they did it in the Source engine. Like, Titanfall 2 is in the Source engine.
I forgot about that.
Like, I cannot believe they managed to pull that off. It's fantastic. The writing is great. The maneuverability in that game is fantastic. If you've played Apex Legends, the guns are literally the same. So just go play Titanfall 2. I imagine the multiplayer is good. I'm a little too terrified of the people who've been playing that game for 5 years to dig into it. I just get destroyed.
I recall people being like scary good. Also, some of the guns that came are pretty freaking broken.
Yeah, I believe that. At least in the campaign, some of them are extremely broken. And like the Titans themselves, like I thought that would just be, you know, like a thing to go between certain levels and it wouldn't be fun. I really enjoyed the Titan combat too. It was great. I didn't expect all the different types of loadouts for your Titans that you can just hop swap in the campaign anyway. I don't do that multiplayer, but
you can
just totally hot swap between the different loadouts, so I could just go try any one I wanted. And Dan in our chat says he plays Tone, I think that's how you pronounce it, in multiplayer, and that's mostly what I used in the single player one.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have good aspects. It was super cool. Really enjoyed the story. Really enjoyed the Titan combat. BT is the best robot friend in any video game. Cannot change my mind.
The writing, yeah, it's insane.
BT is the best. Go catch this game on sale. Get it on Game Pass when EA Access starts on PC. Mm-hmm. Or if you already have an Xbox, you get EA Access with Titanfall 2 with Game Pass. So go play this. For the love of God, go play Titanfall 2's campaign. You don't have
also to has the best best button prompt in a video game. Press whatever the I think it's like press left trigger to blank blank.
I don't know why that's not clicking for me.
Plus blank to blank travel.
Oh yes, 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 yes. That was funny.
I just like, wait, what? When it pops up on screen, it's just like, that is amazing.
It popped up. I'm like, wait, what? Because it really, up until that point, you're like, not expecting any of that sort of mechanics.
Also, I love that the smart pistol, which was the broken ass gun from Titanfall 1, is now like a mythical weapon in Titanfall 2.
Yeah. That was such a cool part of the level when you got that. My only complaint about the Titanfall 2 campaign, literally only complaint, is the other pilots that come in during like one of the very last missions. I wish they were more involved earlier.
The antagonists?
No, like your friendly pilots.
Oh yeah.
That come like you're assaulting a ship basically, and they come in to help you get into the ship because it's like really heavily guarded. And I was like, oh, these guys are all super cool. And then you never see them again. Yeah. And you didn't see them before that. So it was really short-lived. And they're even, like, very heavily called out in the credits because they got some really good voice talent for them. Like, Yuri Lowenthal is one of those people.
Yeah, I see this one.
Yes, well, yeah.
He's goddamn everything.
He is. But they use it so briefly. I was like, man, I really wanted to get to know some of these people because they all seem like they had really strong personalities and stuff.
It feels like we were supposed to get more of a continuation probably in Titanfall 3, but then Battle Royales and Apex Legends happen, and it's just halt everything.
So, if Titanfall 3 does happen, which I hope it does, I'm going to play the hell out of that campaign. Absolutely going to play the hell out of that. Day one. Other game I've put a lot of time into is Super Mario 3D World. Same as you. Nice. I had not played it before. Did you?
I owned it on the Wii U. I don't think I completed it.
Okay, so I'm into the post-game of main game. I haven't touched Bowser's Fury yet. I feel like this game got overhyped for me, honestly. Like, a bunch of people were like, this is one of the best 3D Marios, and I was like,
Well, Bowser's Fury is supposed to be a thing that's making everyone, like, lose their goddamn minds.
Well, I mean,
even Twitter.
The base game was like a 9 out of 10 for most people. And like
that's wild.
Even other people I've heard from, they're like, oh yeah, Mario 3D World is like fantastic. It might not be Odyssey or 64 or Galaxy, depending on who you are, levels, but like it's close, and I don't think
it's better than Odyssey.
Damn.
Oh, I don't agree with that. Although I didn't like Galaxy that much, so
I just don't think open world Mario is a great idea.
I have problems with Odyssey. Overall, I think I like it, but I have some problems.
Yeah, I mean, they all have their
problems. I like it, don't get me wrong. I just don't think open world Mario is the way to go.
Yeah. I think that the weird, almost isometric camera that's in a lot of levels through 3D World is not great. I certainly don't like it a lot of the time. I'd much rather just have a 2D Mario, since I don't feel like, other than in a couple very vertical levels, they used three dimensions very well.
I kind of agree with that. But then how are they going to call it Mario 3D World, Dave?
Yeah, that's true. Isn't Mario 3D Land 2D, but in three-dimensional render?
Oh, God. I don't know. Probably. How do you feel about Blue Toad?
I don't know. I didn't touch Toad.
What is this is the new canon Toad, who is the blue one. And I don't like it. He's got blue spots instead of the old
Captain road. Toad's doing his own thing. Captain Toad parts are fine.
Love Captain Toad.
I suppose it's recommended that game is immensely more fun if you play it multiplayer.
Yeah, Vic and I have been playing it.
I can see it being more fun couch co-op. I don't feel like online co-op would be enjoyable at all.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, when I add it for the Wii U, it's couch co-op.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, actually. I feel like four or five of us playing that would be an absolute nightmare. Like, in a good way.
It's an amazing nightmare.
Yeah, exactly.
Complete Nintendo's chaos. Nintendo's netcode doesn't function, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only downside.
True, yeah.
If it was using someone else's servers, it'd probably be fine. Other than that, the only other thing I've done is played a little bit of Tales of Phantasia still. I am slowly slogging through that game. It is not good. But I will complete it. Mark my word, I complete and review that stupid game.
Started from the bottom, still at the bottom.
Still at the bottom. All right. Topic of the show. Yeah. Dream IP and developer matchups. So this is take an existing game franchise or a movie franchise or a book series, anime, whatever. Give it to a developer and like almost pitch everyone else here on why this is awesome. You want me to start or Chris, do you want to start? Because I know you had a few.
You can start.
Okay. I'll start with Titanfall 2. Because this gave me a very good idea. Literally one of the first things I felt when I started playing as a Titan in Titanfall 2. Give Respawn Gundam.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
I want Respawn to have Gundam because, God, their shooting mechanics in Apex and in Titanfall, 10 out of 10. They had fantastic Titan abilities and mechanics in that game. They were absolutely great. Just easily pull some of those over for a Gundam and it would be great. Plus, they've shown they can also do melee combat from Jedi Fallen Order, so your beam swords and stuff with your Gundams also can work fantastically. And they Titanfall 2 already sort of takes place in space, kind of. They had spaceships. They had some of the art style for the spaceships was honestly reminiscent of early Gundam for me. Their writing, I'm sure they could do an absolutely fantastic spin-off of one of the Gundam series. I feel like if you give them 88th Iron MS Blooded Team or Iron-Blooded Orphans or something.
Ooh,
like
8th
that.
MS Team is, 8th MS Team is such an underrated Gundam series.
It is, and I feel like that would be a fantastic, because like the 8th MS Team, if I'm remembering it correctly, it's been forever since I watched that one, was a lot more like, they're almost more grunts compared to.
Yes, it's much more grounded. I don't think there's any space com. I don't think there's any in space or anything. It's basically a platoon of more grunt soldiers.
We like that
in a Gundam war, and it is very good for that reason.
It's very good, and I feel like they could take a lot of their writing and mechanics directly into a game like that. Whereas. Yeah. Iron Blood Orphans I would also want, but that one I feel like would take a little more work because there is more space, there's more writing heavy. You have to deal with having like one or two units that are like way more powerful, so it's a lot more power fantasy than like a 8th MS Team would be, where it's like, oh no, we're part of the army.
with what Respawn does, 8th MS Team would be like the perfect canon series to monopolize off of.
And they could also build off of one of the other series in a similar way.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
They've shown they can do that with Star Wars, is exactly what I was gonna say. Like, hey, exactly. this is a holy franchise that cannot be messed with. But we can like find a way to nestle something into it where we're not stepping on anybody's toes. We're just still involved.
Yeah, that would be so cool. And you cannot tell me they didn't make Titanfall 2 and use Gundam, Robotech, or any of those series as references. The hell they didn't. They were watching a bunch of anime to figure out how they wanted to animate their robots and stuff and do their designs.
Somewhere between how the mechs move and how the pilots move is a perfect way to make a Gundam mech move, because Gundam mechs move a lot more, you know, floaty and like, you know, dashing quickly. Very similar to how Armored Core mech warfare works.
Yeah, alternatively, it'd be cool if they took over Armored Core from Software, since From Software is never going to fucking make that game again.
Yeah, since From Software has given up on it.
Miyazaki is every day bored of being, hey guys, what about Armored Core 6? And like back in the Dark Souls hall. And he goes, oh.
What if we just call it Armored Core and restart the series? Back in your office. Don't leave.
I love how much power he has, but he can't make Armored 6 come out.
Poor guy. Like, honestly, that's it for my dream. I want that. I think that Respawn would be the perfect existing studio without having to make literally any changes to make that game be amazing. Will it ever happen? No, because Bandai owns the license. They're not gonna get EA to.
Yeah, no, Bandai would never give it to anyone else.
And yeah, they make too much money off figures still.
Well, imagine how much more money they would make.
I know.
They don't care.
If they get it into the American market, we have so much random money that people spend.
think how long it took people to convince Wizards of the Coast to make an online version of Magic the Gathering.
Yeah. Well, that made a lot of sense, though, because they were like, we sell the physical cards. Why would we go digital?
But that's been a name because, like, argument with Gundam is we make too much money off the physical Gundam models. It makes more than anything else.
They make Gundam games all the time. They're just bad.
They're the cash grab. There's that Platinum one that's supposed to be really good.
It's okay.
Because, shocker, Platinum Games is good at making games, period.
Chris, what you got? I know you got a book.
You know what? Actually, let's stick with the big robots. We're going to talk about a probably one of the ones that's going to come up instantly. You're like, man, I wish somebody else had that license. It's Metal Gear Solid, baby. Because Konami sucks in like every conceivable way. Konami just sucks. So we're gonna take this back. We're gonna use Titanfall 2, and we're gonna go back in time. That's a spoiler. I don't care.
It wasn't until you said that.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
You had asked us an innocuous phrase, but then you told us it was a spoiler, thus making it a spoiler.
Yeah, that's good. That's good for the kids. We're going to give Metal Gear back in the day, back in its infancy, or like right after probably like Metal Gear Solid 1, like around that period. We're going to take it away from Konami and we're going to give it to Sega.
What?
Okay. Now, hear me out. The obvious answer is to give it to someone like Nintendo or a competent company like Sony or something like that. No, we're going to give it to Sega because of Yakuza. I said this recently on the stream, I think, and I want to sort of explain this out more. Sega is a bad company at video games and money. Get that straight. But what they have is a lot of faith in their franchises, particularly Sonic, for better or for worse, and particularly Yakuza, for better. Because Yakuza had no right to get 6 games with Kiryu, who is a complete nothing protagonist, and like all that dumb cross-promotion bullshit they did, and then Zero, and then, hey, what if we just made Dragon Quest? But they let that crazy guy who makes the Yakuza games keep making Yakuza games because they were like, I don't know, this is a franchise. We need franchises. We're Sega. And they kept getting better and they kept getting more balls to the wall. And now I think now finally Yakuza is a respected, not main, but like relatively big franchise. Like when a Yakuza game comes out, people are like, oh, yeah, the Yakuza games. I'm familiar with those and they're interesting and I've heard good things about them. I think if Sega had Kojima in his prime insanity and Metal Gear starting at Metal Gear Solid 1 and just was like, hey man, roll with it, we would have gotten the same level of Kojima craziness, possibly higher, and we would have just continued to have gotten Metal Gear games because they wouldn't tell him no. They wouldn't have told him no when he tried to do spinoffs. They wouldn't have told him no when he tried to do Zone of the Enders is in the same universe as Metal Gear Solid, because fuck you. They wouldn't. Yes, it is. It's canonically the same universe because Kojima is an absolute madman.
Death Stranding's in the same universe too, isn't it?
I believe there's like connected threads, but legally they can't say it for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But yes, like all that, just let Hideo Kojima all over it. Yes, Zone of the Enders is the one with the mecha robots that have giant penises, Danzai and Aristan. because Kojima. I genuinely think would it have saved Sega and had them still be in like the console market? Absolutely not. They're well mismanaged beyond that. But would it have done really good overall? And would it have kept Metal Gear alive for a little longer before Kojima was like, "Eh, I'm kind of done with this franchise"? Yeah, I genuinely think so.
See, you're wild. A sane man would have been like, "Give it to Sony." Like,
yeah, fuck them. I also love the scenario where like it just like Nintendo just can't quite kill Sega because of fucking Metal Gear just holding them up, like how Sonic was forever until you know the mid 2000s after all, brah.
God.
All right, if he's gonna say that one, I need to go next.
I mean, you're next. Oh, no. And I'm, now that you preface with that, I'm excited.
All right, so here's my thing. Speaking of Sega, we take Sonic.
Yep. I have this up on my screen.
And give it to
as well.
Literally anyone else.
Oh god!
I have anyone else.
My next one was going to be give Sonic to Nintendo.
I mean, like, shit, man. I don't know. I just saw that Solar Ash trailer. Give it to Heart Machine.
Oh my God.
Give it to anyone who can make a 3D platformer semi-competently.
Give it to the Gravity Rush team. Fuck it.
Seriously, find any company that makes a 3D platformer and give Sonic to them.
You know, I saw someone...
Fuck you, Sega. Why can't you make a single good Sonic game?
I saw someone reacting to Solar Ash, and one of the first things they said when they started doing like the air skating like animation, they were like, "What's this Sonic Adventure 2 bullshit?"
You know what?
And everyone's like, "What do you mean? It's the Sonic and Shadow levels."
I was gonna say, give Sonic to Nintendo because they can like they made Mario continue to be relevant even though he really probably shouldn't be, and like with the 3D games, fuck that. Give Sonic to Heart Machine. Let's go.
We've talked ourselves into the dream. Give Sonic to Heart Machine. Chris, tweet at Sega.
It's insane.
Just hit him like, yo, Sega, Heart Machine rules. Give them Sonic. Oh, my God. So my next one, I think I hinted at one of the days Will was on. And the more I've thought about it, the more I want it to be real. Okay. And that is Star Wars Dark Forces. Give it to id Software.
Oh.
It's like, okay. I love those old Dark Forces games. They were heavily based on Doom. Yeah, just all of it was heavily based on Doom, the really old one.
Yes.
Why not give that to the people who fucking make Doom? Like, make a gritty Star Wars adventure game or shooter game where you're playing as either the Empire or the Rebels. Maybe you can switch it around. Make Star Wars Light Forces. Play as the Empire. And just like, just give me a gritty Star Wars shooter, because Star Wars has this huge, really none of their games have ever been that dark, right? Like, they,
yeah,
maybe a couple of them have been like a little on the dark side. I know Force Unleashed had some moments. But like nothing like Doom level where maybe you give the Dark Forces protagonist, if they're a Jedi or something, that prefers using a blaster where you can just, yeah, cut a dude in half with a lightsaber for your melee attack. And just show all that gore going across the screen in traditional Doom style. But like, okay. I want to see a dark side of Dark Forces. Maybe it's a bounty hunter game, but generally just like a first person shooter Star Wars game done by id Software. And I think theirs fits the Dark Forces thing because it was more like a corridor shooter, and that's more of what Doom is good at. Or setting up little areas for encounters with their most recent games, but like with their just shooting mechanics, they have the Bethesda historically has the relationship with Lucasfilm now with Machine Games working on the Indiana Jones game. Give id Software Star Wars.
I want to could even do something with like the pre Rogue One, like really dark period of the rebellion when they're trying to just, you know, just get by.
Yeah, I mean, do something between Rebels and like the first Star Wars movie.
I mean, the like a lot of the stuff from Rebels would just work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'd do something as dark with id if it's based on Rebels.
Saw Gerrera, maybe.
Yeah, like you could just do some stuff with Saw Gerrera. Like, Saw Gerrera, I could see doing...
Horse Wicker up in your baby.
Do Bobo with it. Like, give him a fucking jetpack and make it a first-person shooter.
Oh, man. Remake Star Wars Bounty Hunter. That game kicked ass.
Yeah, we talked about that one in our... We were talking about
the Lucasfilm games one.
Yeah, on Lucasfilm games and doing that. That's what I want. I want Star Wars Bounty Hunter back.
It was good.
But just first person shooter, id Software, Star Wars. Let's see it.
Pretty good.
Let's see it. It's got a huge universe with a ton of cool weapons and stuff in it already. Give me it.
Yeah.
Chris, you have more.
Well, I gotta close out my Sonic the Hedgehog tab because all right, this next one is it is the mandatory legally required Goofy reference of the stream, because it started out as a joke, but then I actually think this is a really, really good idea. Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure. Did anyone play this game besides me?
No.
Okay, no. This is Disney's skateboarding game. It came out mid-2000s, was absolutely radical, brah. And like that, like mid-2000s, like hell yeah, everything's like skateboarding and like the Shaka Bra hand sign and surfing, and we gotta be cool. Johnny Tsunami Rides Again, motherfuckers. Yes, Disney's Extreme Skateboarding, sorry, Extreme Skate Adventure, made by Vicarious Visions. This is just a skateboarding game in which two kids get isekai'd into the Disney universes. And then have to skate their way out. This is basically what happens. It's only kind of a joke.
Is there like skate platforming, or is it like score based? What is the gameplay of these?
You basically have a bunch of objectives, kind of like a mix of Tony Hawk and like how stars work in Mario 64. Where it's like you have to get a certain amount to move to the next thing, and like there are like objective ones that are like do this time trial or like get a number of points or like go do this mini thing.
So something like the challenges from Tony Hawk, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you sort of like move through the worlds, and it's like, you know, you get to skate as Buzz Lightyear for one level, or like Tarzan gets in and does sweet tricks on his vine board and stuff like that. And yeah, I just want Vicarious Visions to remake this game because it absolutely kicked ass. Oh, wait, they made the Game Boy Advance version of this game, so they're already prepared, baby.
Of course they did.
Halfway done.
This topic was a joke until I pulled up the Wikipedia and saw a Game Boy version by Vicarious Visions. I was like, oh my god, they're already in! So basically what I'm saying is, you know what? Screw it. Just give skateboarding to Vicarious Visions.
It's a real shame they're Blizzard now.
Give the license of skateboarding to Vicarious Visions.
All skateboarding owned by Vicarious Visions.
Skate, the concept, the real X Games, Tony Hawk, give it to Vicarious Visions. this game kicked ass and I wanted it back. That's really all it is. We're not going to ever get it back because all the companies involved with it are defunct.
I mean, except for Vicarious Visions.
Yeah, but they're not owned by Blizzard. Wait, this was published by Activision. Full circle.
Oh, yeah, Tony Hawk's Activision. That's probably why Vicarious Vision worked on it. Oh, sorry, Sorry. Tony Hawk. Yep, nope. Not involved as soon as I said it, I was like, that's Disney. Interesting. I mean,
it's Extreme Skate Adventure!
Maybe that game was good because they just...
Yeah.
Wait, did Neversoft make that game?
Yeah.
Okay, so they put the Tony Hawk people on Disney Skate.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's made in the Neversoft engine, but it's made by Toys for Bob.
Oh. Okay. I think a bunch of Neversoft people ended up going. So that makes sense.
Probably. Also, hey, Toys for Bob, makers of Skylanders and Modern Spyro, y'all's developer name is terrible.
Yes.
Who the hell's Bob?
Bob Iger. They make Disney games now. Not true. Made that up. Bob Iger.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm on the Wikipedia page. It says they chose the name Bob to confuse people. Not a joke. Awful.
Say that again. Pretty didn't come through.
I'm pretty confused.
Fair.
Me too. That's a horrible name. Why have they not been forced to change that yet?
And the chat says, hello, hello.
Hey, what up?
I don't know what I'm confused about, but I guess I'm confused. I'm
certainly confused.
All right, Pridge, any other ones from you?
Someone else going. I'm going to try and think of a good one.
I got one. I got a weeb one. About as this show started. If you are 30 like me, you may remember an anime called Rurouni Kenshin.
Okay, I'm not 30 and I remember Rurouni Kenshin.
I was going to say I'm 27.
It was
I'm
a joke, Jesus.
I think what you're going to say. I'm very excited.
It was more just, is an old anime. Hello, yes? Sucker Punch, how are you? I would very much like you to do Ghost of the Meiji, and make it a Kenshin.
This is exactly where I thought you were going.
A Kenshin Samurai X video game from his time as an assassin. Yes, please. I would like that. Yes.
I thought you were going to say Platinum Games.
Oh no! I want that. That doesn't seem like a game. I don't want it to be hack and slashy, which is more their sword
That's
combat.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I want it to be methodical and thought out, which is more Ghost of Tsushima.
You got a good point.
Like Kenshin's, for those unfamiliar with Rurouni Kenshin, it is an anime about a former samurai assassin, basically, who was the terror of the Meiji Revolution in Japan, who was literally just unkillable because of how skilled he was, and at the end of the revolution, he became like, because he was like 16 or something when he was killing all these
people. Did a lot of killing as a kid.
He got real messed up in the head, and like before the revolution was over, was like, "Yo, I can't do this anymore. This is really messed up. I'm gonna go now." So he did, and he became a pacifist and refused to kill ever again. And that was where the anime actually kicks off. And there's a movie that covers the assassin part. I want that in video game form. Because the only Kenshin media besides the anime that has come out have been mostly bad movies and I think a game or two that were like a fighting game. Because it was really...
There was a fighting game. Yeah,
there was
that.
A fighting game. But there's a ton of cool stuff in both Japanese history because it's all like Ghost of Tsushima. The Samurai X movie portion of Rurouni Kenshin is entirely based on fact, and then they throw in a bunch of fiction. Like, most of the characters in there are real. The Shinsengumi was real. Hajime Saito is real.
The Shinsengumi are real.
They're leaders awesome. Of the revolution that he talks to are real. It's very much Ghost of Tsushima, where there's a lot of real people and real things that are being mysticized and made into like historical fiction. I think they could do the exact same thing with Meiji Revolution, Kenshin. You can slap a name that's not Kenshin on it. Just do Meiji Revolution and have some assassin in there. And there's a group in there. God, I forget what they're called. They're like the four heroes of the Bakamatsu or something like that. Or it might just be the Bakamatsu. But they're basically four or five legendary samurai that were just slaughtering people in Kyoto at the time. So there's... tons of historical information for them to work off of and make a absolutely fantastic video game.
If I recall correctly, which I probably don't because I don't know much about Japanese history, the whole Batosai, which is like the nickname or Kenshin has, which roughly translates to manslayer for us, it was based off like an urban legend at the time about like a vengeful ronin killing corrupt people, which is badass as hell.
It's based on one of those the Bakamatsu pizza people I was talking about. They believe it's based on a fusion of those people into one character.
That's cool.
It's really cool. I want that in a video game, please.
Do a thing.
That'd be so good, dude. Epic final fight against Sishio Makoto.
That's so good. That's so good. Could they do you know how they have the ghost samurai system in Ghost of Tsushima? Could they do Batosai and then the Kenshin we know where like half time you fight with the back of your sword, half time you fight with the front.
They could definitely do something like that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, you could do, depending on how far back they want to go, they could start you as a kid and start you learning how to be a samurai from I can't remember his name, Kenshin's master.
Hiko. Shit, I actually recently looked this up.
Seijiro Hiko. That's his
name. Hiko Seijiro.
You could start with that. Man, Kenshin has a fucking dark background. He was, like, an orphan sold into slavery. This other samurai master slaughtered all the slavers, but Kenshin was the only one who got out alive before the master killed all of them. And then the guy was like, well, you're on your own, kid. And he came back, like, days later to, like, deal with some of the dead bodies, and Kenshin had buried all of them already as, like, an 8-year-old child. It's so fucked up, but it would make such a good narrative game. Like, just start from there, have him learn from Seijiro Hiko, and become the ghost of the Meiji if they want to keep their branding through the early part of the game.
I have one codifier, one qualification to make this game happen before I send it over to my friends over at Sucker Punch, which I know very dearly, clearly. Directed by Yoko Taro.
God damn it.
He's the only person that will actually put a child soldier in a video game. Well, other than Kojima.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's kind of... That's fair.
Every JRPG has like 12-year-olds going on murder spree.
I was gonna say, you just have to get a Japanese creative director in there. It doesn't matter who it is.
Every RPG protagonist is freaking 8.
Bring in the guy who made the Gundam Iron Blooded Orphans anime. Easy, no problem.
When I was looking at stuff for this topic earlier, when I was just sitting on the couch, I was like, it's not the topic, but like, man, I would love to see like Shigeru Miyamoto direct like a Call of Duty game. Something so out of his wheelhouse.
It'll be entertaining though.
Like Aonuma is just like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna make a music game, whatever. I'm making Rock Band.
Who did you think I was gonna say when I started with Kenshin?
Platinum.
Oh, that's right. You said, sorry, I forgot. Dapper, did you think one?
Hey, it's my turn again already?
I can go to Chris. We're good.
Yeah, Chris. Okay, this is a weird one because it's not out yet. Let's talk about Skull and Bones again.
Hey, we have to choose IPs that exist.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, there's a TV show. It's just not released.
Originally, I was like, Mass Effect, eh. Bring back Dead Space, eh. Hold on. Skull and Bones, brought to you by... I was going to say CD Projekt Red, but they've scorned me recently. So, brought to you by... What's the name of the team that... just recently reformed from the ashes of BioWare, and it was all people that made KOTOR.
Oh, I do not know on that one.
Whatever that new dev team is called, the guys who made KOTOR, give them Skull and Bones. Hear me out. I don't care about Skull and Bones. It's just a meme at this point. That game's never coming out. It's not real. But I really want a well-made open-world RPG pirate game that doesn't suck hog.
Yeah, we don't really... I mean...
Black Flag kind
of. I was going to say technically Sea of Thieves, but it's more of like a multiplayer playground open world than RPG.
I want a good... I'm shocked like with how valuable of a market like, you know, pirates is. It's basically one of the classic like kid things with like, you know, ninjas and samurais and shit and knights, that we don't have a competently made RPG about pirates. I want to go to different islands. I want to like, you know, have a story that plays out, and I want to fucking sail the high seas and shoot shit.
Matt Come in the on. Chat says open world One Piece.
One Piece is too complicated.
Also, One Piece is not traditional pirate.
Yeah. Although that would be pretty fun, you know, just getting...
I mean, you could do some absolutely insane shit in One Piece, but it almost is too big to...
One Piece
almost is too big.
A One Piece open world game? Give that shit to Platinum, they'll kill it.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
But okay, so open world pirate game to the remnants of BioWare.
How is that new studio called? I'm gonna Google this.
I didn't even know a bunch of them left.
Yeah, a bunch of them left, and then Blizzard acquired them.
There's a Blizzard offshoot called Dreamhaven.
I think I might be thinking of Dreamhaven.
Yeah, there's a Blizzard offshoot called Dreamhaven. That is basically a bunch of former people that worked on WoW, Hearthstone, Starcraft that were like, yo, Blizzard kind of sucks right now. And then doing our own thing.
Well, if not, screw it. Give it to BioWare. Let them take a crack at it. Why not? They can't fuck up this many times, can they? Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, in good news, EA recently, like, I think this came out today, so it was post-show, I believe, has said, like, BioWare can make single player games and it's okay now because Jedi Fallen Order did well and Anthem tanked.
Wait, BioWare did Fallen Order?
No, but it's EA.
Oh, okay.
They're EA owned. Yeah, like a story came out that was like EA was so happy with how Fallen Order did and so not happy with how Anthem did that they're okay with BioWare making the next Dragon Age single player only. It was going to be an online game.
See, actually, but honestly, I could see Dragon Quest being a good MMO. Dragon Age, not Dragon Quest. There's an MMO of that. But yeah, Dragon Age. Like, honestly, if hell, give Dreamhaven the Dragon Age license, I mean, and say, hey, go make a kick-ass MMO.
they also thought, and I rightly so, that BioWare could make a like Mass Effect multiplayer shooter, and that didn't go well.
Well, that's stupid of them. Like, this is turning into the EA wine cast, but this is one of the most famous RPG companies that exists. Oh, let's have them make an open world shooter. Like, that's not what's.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Kind of true.
It's like taking the Zelda team and saying, go make Spec Ops The Line. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
You know, would like to see Miyamoto make Spec Ops The Line.
I would love to see Miyamoto present, and it's just like, I don't know, something about like, oh my god, I want to see Shigeru Miyamoto make a game about like fixing Chernobyl, like the three guys who went back in to turn off the reactors.
Oh my god.
I don't know why I want that, but I think it'd be a really good game.
Because freaking Miyamoto would like make it childish and fun and be like, aren't we turning off a nuclear reactor? Aren't these people going to die? He's like, oh, no. This is fun.
Miyamoto can make freaking Firefly's whimsical. Like,
Firefly's not whimsical. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't think anyone can make that shit whimsical.
Oh, that's true. Oh god, Mario and Sonic at Chernobyl. That's a good joke. That's a good joke, Matt, in the chat.
Oh, that's so good. Ooh, actually, Aonuma could make a good Akira game.
One I thought of before Cyberpunk came out, and I changed my mind, was CDPR makes an Akira game.
Huh. Oh, okay. Oh, you know, actually, I mean, not to bring them up again, but actually, I think Platinum would probably be good at that. The motorcycles and the sick and like the sick, you know, aesthetic of it all, the radicalness that it has. Or what's that anime movie about racing in space? Redline? Yeah, Redline.
Bridge, you got one?
I thought this one randomly while thinking of weeb shit.
Excellent.
All right. I want Atlas.
Okay.
To make a JRPG.
Okay,
it's turn-based party style.
Okay.
With the Sailor Scouts from Sailor Moon.
That Fuck is yeah. a great idea.
Fuck that's what I yeah. want. That's the out of left field I thought of while looking through my list of animes and thinking which one needs a good video game. I want the fucking Atlas Persona style Shin Megami Tensei game with the fucking Sailor Scouts.
Can we get two English versions? One with the really bad 4Kids dub, and then the other one with like the actual translation? Where like, oh no, Sailor Neptune and Uranus, they're cousins. Our cousins. Like, well,
don't worry about this scene we didn't delete.
Wait, but they're two grown women and they're making out. They're cousins.
They're cousins. Don't worry about it.
Because somehow incest is more acceptable to Americans than being lesbians. Like,
that's what's so terrifyingly true about that is they actually thought perceived incest was more tolerable.
Yeah, but knowing fucking Atlas, they'll make you play as friggin' Tuxedo Mask so you can romance all the ladies, because Atlas is terrified of having a gay character in a video game. A gay romanceable character in a video game.
I mean, if it's the five main Sailor Scouts, they can just skirt around that. As Atlas would.
Yeah. I guess. Okay, hear me out. Atlas presents Monster Camp, the JRPG. Or Monster Prom, the JRPG, excuse me.
No, but there's a ton of gay stuff in there for that they take out. I don't want that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now this is just turning into, I'm just thinking of other things Atlas can make dope JRPGs for.
I mean, that's kind of what this topic was for.
There's a lot of options there.
Exactly just what get, this topic was
just get
for.
Get the team, the Persona 5 team and the team that made Persona 5 Arena, sorry, Persona 4 Arena, and then just give them every franchise.
I mean, yeah.
Oh god, actually, Persona 4 Arena style Sailor Scouts fighting game would also kick ass, because the first, that one Sailor Moon fighting game kicks ass.
Yeah, do that. I thought of this one, Pridge. This is mainly for you, me, and probably Green April. I don't know if Advance Wars.
Cannot play them.
I was trying to think of someone who could take over Advance Wars. Let me see what you got.
Firaxis.
That's the logical one.
The XCOM people. Alternatively, I would also take, I don't remember the studio's name, the people that made Into the Breach.
That is the team that made FTL, and their name is Nope, lost it.
I've listened to interviews with them. Can't remember the studio name. It's only like two guys, but
Subset Games. Yeah, I believe it's Subset. it is three people.
I would I would love to see either Subset or Firaxis take Advance Wars. I think either of those teams could do Advance Wars justice, and honestly, just to remove it from the hands of intelligent systems who have decided it doesn't exist.
Yeah, who have just given up on it entirely.
It's like the Metal Gear argument of like, please just take it from them and give it to someone.
Yeah,
they're all good.
But I think Firaxis or Subset could make absolutely fantastic games with it. I also think the Octopath / Triangle Strategy people could do a fantastic job with Advance Wars.
No, I was just agreeing with that. I was trying to think who would do the art style more justice between those two options.
I actually think Subset would probably do it the best.
I think Subset would match the aesthetic more.
Yeah.
Or
chat Death Note game.
Being an investigator at first and then, you know, death noting people.
I mean, I feel like it'd have to be a visual novel because like there's no maybe. There's really no action. There's nothing to play as in Death Note because it's a cat and mouse mind game. So it almost have to be a visual novel of just like something in the same universe.
Dang
Tales
it, Robin.
Tales of the Death Note.
Ooh.
You know, that could be cool because you could have consequences for who you kill.
Tales of the Death Note.
Have some investigation pieces to figure out clues in order to kill people. Like, oh, you can't kill this person if you don't find out. You need their name, right? So, like, oh, I can't find out this person's full name. I can't write them in the Death Note. So, like, you have to go down a different route or something. That could be cool. I'd be down for that.
Okay, hear me out. Arcane makes a Death Note game. And, like, all
Please
of
go on.
Sneaking around and like arcane like level crap is just to figure out the name of your target so you can go back to your house and write it down. This is actually a good idea. You have to figure out a way because the whole thing of Death Note is if you don't write away, they die. They just have like an aneurysm after 24 hours.
I think it's heart attack.
Yeah, heart attack.
You have to go and investigate and plot out a perfect way to kill them that it could not be possibly traced back to you, the killer.
See, if that were the gameplay, I would give it to IO.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay.
That's their jam, is weird ways to kill people and sneaking around.
Like, to find different angles and stuff like that. That's a pretty good idea, honestly.
We should just, like, package this episode up into clips and send it to the devs and be like, honestly... If you want to pay
an IP no one will ever let you have, but in case you ever get it, here's what you should do.
Mask it under a veil of, oh, this is the killing notebook.
The kill book.
now we're just trying to get rid of copyright.
The gun book, and then the hand of the gun comes out of the book.
I mean, like, I feel like a lot of these could be legitimately good. Oh man, I think I'm out of ideas.
I was trying to think of a funny like battle royale joke to close on, but I don't have anything now.
I have one. It's the Final Fantasy VII First Soldier battle royale.
God. I can't believe that is a real thing that's happening. For those of you that don't follow up on Final Fantasy VII mobile game news, they're making a Final Fantasy VII battle royale, which is just
mobile battle royale.
Excuse me. It's almost as bad as Pokemon making a MOBA. Wait, hold on.
You know, we didn't get news about that today.
I forgot that one.
Yeah, there's Pokemon presentation. Yeah. They didn't bring up Pokemon Unite. Is it dead? Hope so.
They're slowly realizing it's a terrible fucking idea.
there was a closed alpha in Eastern markets somewhat recently, like January, I think.
I'm very sure.
But hey, if you want to say, give the Breath of the Wild team Pokemon, well, I have
good news for you. We got it.
Pokemon Legends Arceus, which uses camera shots from the Breath of the Wild original trailer.
Several. More than one.
Which, like, hey man, Nintendo? Yes! Reuse assets! I'm all for it!
Man, even that trailer looked like it chugged, though. So that, although, it, to be fair, the stuff they showed from Pokemon Snap today was much, much better than what they showed before, and a lot of it was the same footage, and it was just better. And looked better. So,
I think Nintendo just is not good at, like, checking the frame rates of their videos.
What do you mean?
They just tank their trailers.
I feel like warning of some poor intern, like, exports it, and they're like, I did it, boss. And they're like, cool. What? Did you export this at frame rate of 10? Yeah. All right, put it in.
get this kid a career.
We did it. Mission accomplished.
Oh, man. Any closing thoughts on Dream IPs going to Dream developers?
And I just want every sword fighting thing to be given to either Respawn or Sucker Punch, and that's it, man.
That's kind of true. Kind of true. Anything from you, Pridge?
No.
Well, any plugs for?
Yeah, I'll hit it with the usuals. Follow us at Save Data Team on Twitter. That's technically all of us, but really it's mostly Zach. You can find me at Save Data Chris on Twitter. David is at Musicy13. Pridge is at Dapper Dastard. I don't remember. Is Elise at Sweetie Elise?
I think so.
Yes, sure. Why not? and then, of course, yeah, you know, subscribe to us on YouTube. I'm assuming if you're watching this, you are. But if you're not, hey, thanks. And if you're listening to this on any podcast platform, please, for the love of God, follow us. Give us the 5 stars, the thumbs up, the comment, whatever that platform does for us. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it.
If you would like to listen to this in podcast format, and we are not on your podcast app of choice, hit us up on Twitter. We will fix that. It is very easy to fix. So yes. Just let us know. We're on all the major ones, but if you use a smaller, might not know, hit us up. I think other than that, if you're watching live, if you're watching the recorded one, you will already have missed this, but Sunday, Zach and Wes are going to be recording some more Outer Wilds gameplay, I believe. Check real quick. I think it's 7:30 again. Yeah, 7:30 p.m. Oh, wait, that was last Sunday. I am totally misspeaking. Zach put it out of order. Come on, Zach.
Oh,
step
no.
It up. Step it up. Oh, wait, we're no. Ruined. He's put it on there twice? I'm very confused. Look out for
what
a stream.
What are you looking at?
The stream schedule image Zach posted on the 22nd.
I think he just has the date wrong.
I think he has the date wrong. So I believe Sunday, February 28th. We'll be streaming Outer Wilds with Wes. It's a blind playthrough. It's very entertaining. Very, very funny. That will be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And then next Wednesday, we'll be doing Ace Attorney. Same time, 7:30 Eastern. And then check out Around the Monitors Thursdays. Every Thursday. And I believe Zach's doing the Stone Tower Legend of Zelda video. Should be coming out. I think he said he won't make it before the end of the month, so...
Should
probably
be like
first week of March, I believe.
So look forward to that. We got some cool stuff coming from. With that, I think that's it. Everyone watching live, have a wonderful weekend. Everyone watching the recorded or listening to the recorded version, have a wonderful whatever day you're on. Peace out, everybody.
Bye.